Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom and good morning, everyone. I am Evangelist Tanita here with our host, Rabbi John Wesley, and we want to welcome you to the Saturday morning broadcast. Today is December the 2nd, 2023, and we will continue with our series, Today is a New Day, Part 6. I hand the show over to you, Rabbi John.
Oh, thank you. Father, I thank you for this new day. I thank you for the opportunity to understand your word, to understand the relationship, to understand how I am supposed to walk and talk and be all that you call me to be. I ask your forgiveness for sin, iniquity, and transgression, Father. And I choose, I make a quality decision to forgive others as well as to forgive myself for things that I have done, that I've broken your covenant, broken your relationship, broken salvation message in my own entire life. We glorify you, Father, right now. In the precious name of Yahushua. Amen and amen. Well, Evangelist Anita, today I have a very interesting topic. It's one that we've heard before, but the way in which I feel that the Lord is wanting me to go with it is what is so interesting. And the reason for that is because in comparison to the angels, we tend to fall short of fulfilling the will and the purpose that the Father has for us. But even the angels understand that if they were to fall short, there's literally no repentance, no forgiveness for them, because they were created in perfect harmony with God, whereas we were created as a process of being in perfect harmony. And a part of that process for us is maturing, is learning how to be the adult, if you will. We were created in the idea of a child learning to be an adult, where the angels were created in perfect harmony with God, understanding their full capacity of who and what they are and what they were supposed to be. When I read the scripture in Luke chapter 6, verse 36 through 49, it helps to give me an understanding that I am being built up by the rock of Yahuwah. And the fact that Yahuwah not only came to save me and to save the world, but came to show me how to walk as a spiritual adult in right relationship with Yah. Luke chapter 6, verse 46 to 49, in the King James and in the Amplified. If you could read that for us, please.
Yes, sir. Luke chapter 6, verses 46 to 49, King James Version first. And why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon the rock. But he that heareth and doth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Then the Amplified reads, why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not practice what I tell you. Everyone who comes to me and listens to my words and obeys them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a far-sighted, practical, and sensible man building a house, who dug deep and laid a foundation on the rock. And when a flood occurred, the torrent burst against the house, that house, and yet could not shake it, because it had been securely built and founded on the rock. But the one who has merely heard and has not practiced what I say is like a foolish man who built a house on the ground without any foundation, and it immediately collapsed, and the ruin of that house was great. Rabbi John?
Amen. So for me, what this says is I must practice perfection. And in practicing the perfection of a relationship with Yah, I will mature and I will understand that he is my Lord and that I am his son. And that as I grow and as I mature and as I become that adult that he is looking for, that regardless of what happens to the left or to the right of me, it won't shake me. It won't cause me to fall back. Regardless of what's happening in this world, I understand it's temporal. I understand that he has me in his hand. And knowing that he has me in his hand, no matter what the storms of life try to bring to all of us, not just me, but to all of us, I will not be moved. I will not be shaken. But instead, those things that would try to hurt me and try to harm me will be shaken off of me. And I will stand still and know and see the salvation of my Yah in my current situation, whatever the circumstance. Father, I thank you for that. I thank you that you are teaching me and teaching us to be rock solid, to stand strong in your word and your word, in your relationship, knowing that your words are true and knowing that you don't lie. You don't lie, Father. I thank you for that. Glorify you for that very thing. We bless your holy name, Father. And we await your redemption in whatever circumstance we're going through. In the precious name of Yahshua. Amen and amen.